Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the OrthoBullets podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of osteitis pubis found under the knee and sports section at orthobullets.com. Let's begin with a quick summary. Osteitis pubis is the inflammation of the pubic symphysis caused by repetitive trauma that most commonly occurs during sports involving repetitive kicking or hip abduction and hip adduction. Diagnosis is made clinically with localized pain over the pubic symphysis, with radiographs demonstrating an osteolytic pubis with bony erosions and oftentimes diastasis of the symphysis. Treatment is non-operative with rest, NSAIDs, and activity modification. Now let's get into the episode. Demographically, this commonly occurs in soccer, hockey, football, and running. In terms of the pathophysiology, the mechanism is due to repetitive microtrauma to the pubic symphysis caused by sports that involve repetitive kicking or sports that involve repetitive hip abduction and adduction. Let's quickly review some anatomy of the pubic symphysis. In terms of the osteology, it is located at the anterior articulation between each hemipelvis, and it is composed of articular cartilage-covered rami that are separated by a fibrocartilage disc. Muscles that attach include the adductors, such as the adductor magnus, adductor brevis, adductor longus, and gracilis, as well as the rectus abdominis and pectineus. Ligaments that attach include the superior pubic ligament, inferior pubic ligament, anterior pubic ligament, and posterior pubic ligament. And in terms of the biomechanics, this is a very stable joint, and its strong ligamentous support limits motion. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms will include a vague and ill-defined pain in the anterior pelvic region. This pain will be worse with activities that involve hip adduction and abduction at the anterior pelvis, and some patients may have spasms with hip adduction. On exam, one may note localized tenderness directly over the pubic symphysis. In terms of imaging, recommended radiographs include an AP of the pelvis. Specific findings may include an osteolytic pubis with bony erosions and oftentimes diastasis of the symphysis. Degenerative changes within the joint can also be seen at times. An MRI may demonstrate bone marrow edema, which may be found early. And a bone scan may demonstrate an increased activity in the area of the pubic symphysis. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about athletic pubalgia, stress fracture of the pubic rami, stress fracture of the femoral neck, an inguinal hernia, and an oncologic disease, which may be rare. In terms of treatment, non-operative options include NSAIDs, rest, and activity modification. This is the indicated treatment for the vast majority of cases. And remember that steroid injections are controversial. In terms of the outcomes, remember that this is a self-limiting process which usually resolves with non-operative treatment. However, it may take several months to resolve. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to osteitis pubis, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 22-year-old male soccer player reports left hip and groin pain. He states that symptoms began before a preseason tournament but have worsened steadily for the past 2 weeks. He denies any recent fever or sickness and is otherwise healthy. Examination reveals tenderness over the symphysis pubis and pain with resisted rectus abdominis testing. Radiographs are negative. What is the next step in the proper management of this patient? And the answer choices are: choice 1, rest, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, rehabilitation, and gradual return to play. Choice 2, aspiration of the symphysis pubis followed by an appropriate course of antibiotics. Choice 3, referral to a general surgeon for hernia evaluation. Choice 4, rigid plating across the symphysis to address instability. Or choice 5, MRI evaluation of the symphysis. The best answer to this question is choice 1, rest, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, rehabilitation, and gradual return to play. Appropriate management of osteitis pubis includes rest, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, directed rehabilitation, and gradual return to sports. Lack of fever or chills excludes osteomyelitis as a source of pain. Examination with tenderness over the symphysis pubis and pain with resisted rectus abdominis testing is consistent with osteitis pubis as opposed to a sports hernia, where a patient would be tender in the abdomen, not the pubis. There is no symphyseal instability that would require symphyseal plating. That's all for this review about osteitis pubis. We hope that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session from OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on orthobullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the OrthoBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the OrthoBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.